So today, May 25th, is the feast day of Saint Bede, known as the Venerable Bede. I wanted to say a few words about him because I know many of you go to Williamsburg, and there is the Church of Saint Bede. It's a very well-known church. They have the original church over by the college campus of William & Mary, and then they built a new church, a very large church, seats 1,500 people. And so who was this Venerable Bede? Well, he was born about the year 680 in northern England. And as a young boy, he was consecrated to God in the monastery at the age of 6 years of age. This was in the monastery of Wearmouth. And there was a famous abbot there, Abbot Benedict. And young Bede lived in the monastery, and he was to become the most learned man of his time and a great light and scholar of Europe. When he was 12 years old, the plague hit England, and almost every monk in the monastery died. He survived, the abbot survived, and they then buried each of the monks and then continued to keep the monastery alive. Eventually, it began to grow again. Another monastery was set up in Jarrow, and that's where Bede would spend the rest of his life until his death at the age of 65. He was ordained a deacon at age 19, a priest at age 30, and he would spend most of his life in prayer and penance and reading and writing. He's called the Father of English History. He wrote the history of the English church and people. And one of the things that he and the Abbot Benedict did was to gather books from all over Europe and preserve them, to pass on the faith and to pass on wisdom and philosophy and theology in the monasteries. During difficult times, obviously, of plagues and wars and famines, it was really the monasteries that kept the faith alive through the writing of the copying of sacred scripture, copying the Bibles, and making them available to the people. So one thing that Bede was able to combined was great holiness of life as well as profound teaching, very similar to Thomas Aquinas, being such a combining holiness and wisdom. So today we ask Saint Bede the Venerable, pray for us.